Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed this week and others you just need to know about from right here in your backyard. Bundle up and get outside, folks. Even if you missed the first day hike at Lake Waccamaw, you have two more opportunities to get some fresh air and enjoy the outdoors, but you got to do them today. The Museum of Science is hosting a walk along the Lumber River today in Fairbluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. Park at the Visitor Center, please. Now, the boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, the rebuilding of the town, and all the wildlife that's along the Lumber. If the river walk might be too challenging, then you can bring your little ones to the mini hike along the tree trail at the museum. If you have never been to our Museum of Science in Whiteville, you really need to go. This is a good opportunity. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike. You can find out more about the museum as well as looking for local wildlife, meeting some painted life-size animals, playing some games, and just getting outside to get some fresh air for a while. Bundle up and head on out there. The museum is located at the intersection of Madison and Columbus Streets in downtown Whiteville. A mile-long procession escorted Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin home to Columbus County on Thursday. Godwin died on a hunting trip. He was a Crusoe native and, honestly, in my experience, one of the nicest folks you could ever hope to meet. Donations of the family may be made to the benefit for Anthony Godwin at any branch of the State Employees Credit Union. Make checks out to Heather Godwin. The Sheriff's Office is collecting Camp Stove size LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is January 12th. Drop off your donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Whiteville. Again, the deadline is January 12th. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Columbus County had 20 deaths from drug overdoses in 2022. That's 20 too many.
Columbus County wants to reduce the harm caused by opioids, drugs, alcohol, and vaping. Our Quitting campaign has information you can share with family and friends and a 24-hour helpline at 910-640-8872. Hope starts here. Help starts now. 910-640-8872.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with the good news. Remember, you can always find all the good news on our website. It's usually posted on Fridays and lets you give you some planning time for the rest of the week. You know how we love our animal stories and we love our law enforcement officer stories. This time, we've got them coming together. Our hero for this week is Whiteville Police Sergeant Brianna Blanks. Sergeant Blanks is known for her kind touch with crime victims. Last Saturday, she was flagged down by a lady who saw a puppy thrown from a truck window on Bud Stevens Road. Sergeant Blanks took the puppy shopping for some food, a collar, and a leash while spreading the word on social media to help find her a new home. Some friends of the sergeant recently lost their own dog. They were happy to adopt the furry little refugee. Now, Brianna has one of the sweetest smiles around. She's a good mom. She's a sweet lady. She's dedicated to the public, but she's still 100% cop. She is what used to be called a steady hand. She's skilled at de-escalating tense situations while still doing her duty. She is the type of police officer that does our community proud, and that's why she's this week's Good Samaritan. We're seeing sub-freezing temperatures at night for the next week, and if the temperature is below 40, the warming station is open at Facts of Life Church in Whiteville. The shelter is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at 506 North Lee Street. Meals will be served at the center, which is behind the main church. The feeding pot is also open at 2 o'clock today. Call 910-918-4531. Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet January 11th at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. If you've never heard Henry talk about local history, you really need to go. He will discuss Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m., but members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. You have until Monday to enjoy the Leesville Light Show on New Britain Highway. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their homes at 7020 New Britain with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. It's more than 50,000 lights right there, people. It's incredible, I'm telling you. And it's free. The lights go on at 5 p.m. daily through Monday. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum is currently on its winter hours. The museum is open Saturdays from 10 until 3 until February 22nd. The museum is on Flemington Drive at Lake Waccamaw. The admission is free. Happy Home Baptist Church and Transformation Church will host an ordination service for our friend John Walton on January 19th, 6 p.m. John, of course, is the pastor of Transformation. The service will be at Happy Home, and that's located at 2670 Happy Home Road in Nakana. You can also worship with the Transformation family every Sunday at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Church Fellowship Hall, 9237 James B. White Highway South. Starting January 11th, Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a community ladies Bible study inside Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. That's at 721 Madison Street in downtown Whiteville, across the street from Mercantile on Madison. There'll be Bible study, good food, and coffee and fellowship from 9 to 10 a.m. Everybody, give Mom a little time off so she can go study the Word of the Lord and hang out with some friends for a little while. Tickets are still available for nonprofit night at the Fayetteville Marksman hockey game on January 11th. The Marksman will take on the Knoxville Ice Bears. A portion of all ticket sales go to the park. Call 910-840-5207 for more information. There's always room for your church announcements, civic club honors, Good Samaritans, birthday parties, pageant winners, little kids with big fish, anything that makes you smile. We have room for it on the Good News. It doesn't just have to be an announcement, folks. Send us a happy little story that you come up with. Email Jefferson Weaver at ColumbusCountyNews.com, call 910-914-6056, or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. We always welcome visitors. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.